Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want to be that lie to make a second guess who I'm representing. No, I'm not perfect. No, I'm not ashamed to confess. I just want you to see that I'm trying. And no, it's not a game. Ain't gonna lose no sleep over what people say.
Thing it needs to be said. Y'all don't really get the picture. Focus your attention on what really matters instead. Believe it or not, I'm with ya. Don't get too caught up in what you see on the ground. I will stay high for you, cause that's just who I am.
God is good. Welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard. I'm Mr. Charlene, a.k.a. Charlene Best Favor, and I'm so excited and so glad to be before you tonight. I don't take it lightly, but I do thank God for another precious, love-bought opportunity to encourage the body of Christ, the singles, and those listening on the line and on the call. God bless each and every one of you. Hope you've been praying for me. Because in the time that I haven't been on the show, truly, God has been dealing with me. He has been dealing with my heart, dealing with, you know, to hear him. To hear when it comes to encouraging saints and also edifying. Sometimes it just seems like it just comes easy because I have a passion for souls. But then on the flip, God has been pressing on me to say certain things that's on his heart. So with me dealing with, God, is this you? God, how do you want me to say this? How do you want to bring this out? It's really not to, quote, unquote, please the people that hear it, but to please God. So I realized as God has been dealing with me, as I've been humbling myself in this shutdown just like you have, I've been fasting and praying in this shutdown just like many of you have, that God will speak it at his appointed time. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless his name. And I'm so humbled because it's not that I think I have so much to say, but when God impresses on your heart to say something, that's when you know that you know that you know that you know he wants you to release that thing. Amen. So God has put on my heart tonight's message, when God shows up. When God shows up. Let's go into prayer at this time. Heavenly Father God, thank you, Lord, for this unique, my God, season to even yet, Lord, when it seems that you're silent, you're still speaking to the body of Christ. You're still speaking and making manifest what you're seeing in the world. God, it's only you and your Holy Spirit that brings conviction to us as the body of Christ to prepare ourselves, oh God, for your coming. It's you that alerts us and awakens us up to not fall asleep or to allow the enemy's distractions or anything that he's trying to push forth to so-called rock us to sleep. God, but help us to stay spiritually awake and to watch and to pray. And I ask you full of faith in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone said, in Jesus' name, amen. As I was praying and seeking God in this shutdown, God has been dealing with me on different dynamics of what's been going on in the shutdown. Yes, we know satanic shenanigans, but we also know that God has been dealing with his church. God has been dealing with his people, and God has been dealing uniquely with the world. Some of them in the world cannot believe their eyes or their ears of what's been going on because, I hate to say it, but God knows all things. Some folks think that they have priority or supremacy, and some things are not, quote unquote, working out in their favor. So some folks have some attitude and attitude problems in the shutdown. But we also know that God has been dealing with his people pertaining to carving out time to rest, to enter into his rest, to rest our hearts, rest our mind, rest our physical body, you know, emotions, things we've been dealing with and trying to grasp and can't wrap our brain around it. Like, God, what's going on? No church services? Like, wow, it's like really blowing a lot of our minds. But God knows why. Even because you got to think about it, when the devil wanted to attack Job and had the gall to accuse him for serving God because God had a hedge around him and God was protecting him and blessing him and this and that, he really was challenging God's Job's faith in God. Job had faith in God, and even God had to deal with Job. You know, he made sacrifices for his children. God had to let him know that, you know, I'm the God in heaven that's ruling over all things. I'm the God that blesses. I'm the God that gives. So we know the situation with that situation with Job, how God let the devil cut loose, but then God turned around and blessed him with double. And God even had his friends to come back to Job so God could pray for them. So, my God, nothing worse would come upon them because they didn't counsel Job correctly according to what God's heart was for Job. Hallelujah. So when I began to think about, you know, coming back onto the show and saying, Lord, you know, what will you have me to say? And what is your will in me speaking on Women Speak Now and Be Heard? And all I can think about is what is on God's heart? What is on God's heart? Yes, I feel, you know, compelled to speak to the singles, but sometimes God has, he impresses on me certain things to say. And so I have to follow that because, you know, it's like his, it's like a burden, the burden of the Lord. So I began to think about Moses. And when God heard the children of Israel crying out for help because they were getting beat by the taskmasters and all that was going on, they were asking God, the living God, for help. They didn't ask Pharaoh. They knew Pharaoh wasn't going to give them any help, but they were seeking and crying out to God. And God, my God, began to send the answer to the prayer by the way of baby Moses. Are you praying with me on tonight? So we know it was a different, unique situation that caused Moses' mother to put him in that basket to send him down the Nile. But even in that, God still, my God, sent help to, my God, the children of Israel hearing their cry. So what I want to talk about is about when God shows up. A lot of times we're asking God for things, and God seems to put it on delay or put it on pause. Even before the shutdown, churches were open and everything. People were going to the football games, going all these other places. But God needed to put a pause in what was going on. In unique times as this, even though the world's doing one thing, God is doing another. Are you praying with me on tonight? There's been a pause in the spirit realm for the church, my God, to, my God, humble ourselves and pray and seek his face for when God is going to show up. Hallelujah. So we're going to go over here and travel to the book of Exodus chapter 2, 1 through 10. I'm going to try to get through with this and not take too long. Exodus chapter 2, 1 through 10. It says, and there went a man of the house of Levi and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and dabbed it with slime and pitch and put the child therein and laid it in the flags by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maiden walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, this is one of the Hebrews' children. Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee? And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages. And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses, and she said, because I drew him out of the water. Somebody shout out when God shows up. Because see, what they didn't realize was God, my God, was about to bring, my God, an introduction to stop the beating of God's children from Pharaoh's hand. Are you praying with me on tonight? Let's go ahead and skip over to Exodus chapter 3, and we're going to read verses 1, 2, and 3. That's Exodus chapter 3, verses 1, 2, and 3. It says, now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. Somebody say, when God shows up. See, God dealt with Moses with signs and wonders. We know that the Bible tells us that in the last days, God is going to pour out of his spirit upon all flesh. And we know that God is going to do, my God, great signs and great wonders. We know that God is going to, my God, throw his weight around, and he is going to fight against, my God, the enemy of our souls. Hallelujah. Let's go to Exodus chapter 4, 1 through 5. And it says, and Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, but they will say, the Lord hath not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, what is that in thine hand? And he said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, put forth thine hand and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand, that they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has appeared unto thee. Somebody shout, when God shows up. See, one thing Moses was concerned about was, would they receive him? But Moses was being sent by God. what we have to find out in this shutdown that many of us, that God has, my God, called into the harvest, and we would say, yes, the entire church, but we have to be converted. We have to let God do what he wants to do in us right now before he shows up. A couple of days ago, I was awakened, and the Lord wanted me to put a pause in this right here and share with you that when God awakened me up a couple mornings ago, I heard the sound of wind and fire. And when I looked, I woke up out of my sleep, and I looked, I was like, okay, is that the water heater doing that? You know, I'm trying to figure out what in the world. And it only lasted maybe about 10 seconds or so, and then it was gone. And I began to think about, you know, the fire of revival, the winds of revival are blowing, and this and that. And the Bible tells us that God is a consuming fire. And, you know, we're praying that God would purge us by his fire. God would purify us by his fire. But I heard fire and wind. Hallelujah. So God dealt with Moses with signs and wonders. Let's go to Exodus chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. It says, and the Lord said furthermore unto him, put now thine hand into thy bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. And he said, put thine hand into thy bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again and plucked it out of his bosom, and behold, it turned again as his other flesh. Hallelujah. Now we're going to go to Exodus 4, verse 9. It says, and it shall come to pass that they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken unto thy voice, that thou shalt take the water of the river and pour it upon the dry land, and the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood upon the dry land. And the last verse here, Exodus 4, verse 17. God let them know, he said, and thou shalt take this rod in thine hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. When God shows up. God showed up in Moses' relationship with him with signs and wonders. How God is going to show up in our lives, saints, he is going to do whatever it is that he wants to do to make himself be known that you know he is the Lord your God, that he is the Lord my God, that he is the Lord our God. Moses has this testimony that God, my God, manifested himself to him with signs and wonders. My God, from glory. What I want to also mention here is 1 Corinthians 2:9 and 10 says, but as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ears heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Somebody say, by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. There are reasons why God has not shown up to manifest precious promises, things already decreed and declared to, for, through, and in us. Too many reasons that only God could name. There are what is on my heart to mention, but many God is seeing or saying, God, if you do this for me, I'll do this for you. You cannot bargain with God when it comes to him giving his blessings to us. Let me try to explain another way. The blessings belong to God. So God will manifest when God knows that he can trust us with what we're asking him for. God is looking to see if our prayers are just us throwing up requests to him like he's a Santa Claus. You know, like, God, if you are really going to do this, I trust that you can do it right now. Your prayers have to come up to God, but God is requiring us to do something, proving us. He is proving to see what our motives are. God is looking at the intentions and the reasons why we're asking him for many things. To some, there has been a heavy burden to restore family relationships. God knows it's more concerning to him than souls are saved in the families as well. Many want spouses, but God knows with couples, people have to, my God, know that even though they're from two different backgrounds, they have to communicate and allow God, my God, to guide over them and to show them how to relate with one another. Many want properties and lands and financial prosperity and more, but God knows if you're going to allow him to govern and lead in the requests that are being made unto him. God knows that we're asking him to make a way, open the door, move in our lives, bring a mighty deliverance and breakthrough and restoration and finances. And God knows that we're praying for him to bring about revival in the harvest of souls. Hallelujah. This message prayerfully will shed light to the question, why is it taking so long then for my blessings to come? Too many, my God, are asking all these reasons. The reasons for some are like, Lord, why is it taking so long? God is also looking at, why do you want it so bad? Some of us have been, my God, praying and seeking the heart of God, but God has been seeking and trying our hearts. Some have not discerned the voice of God from the voice of serpents, snakes, or creeps. A serpent is a sly or treacherous person, especially one who exploits the position of trust in order to betray it. Can't be trusted. They're with you, they're lurking, and they're trying to be around you, but the motive is if you don't put up with the things they're trying to, my God, push forth to you and in your life, they're quickly willing to betray you. A snake is a long, limbo reptile which has no eyelids and has a short tail and jaws and is capable of considerable extension, but some snakes have a venomous bite. Also, a snake could be identified as a treacherous or deceitful person. Some have not discerned, my God, the company that they're keeping. Creeps. Some move slowly and carefully in order to avoid being heard or noticed. They're also known as a detestable person. Detestable, abominable, deserving intense dislike. God is seeing the hearts, my God. Some are abominable, loathsome, and revolting to break away from. And God is seeing, my God, very bad and unpleasant. He sees it's not necessarily manifested, but he sees that it needs to be, my God, a deliverance there. According to God's will for our lives, we are to follow him, his word, and seek him and to please him and obey him. Isaiah 9:6 says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. The governing authority of God. God's word is the governing factor that we are to obey. God has promised to send Jesus, and God, my God, became sin for us through Jesus Christ. He came down and manifested in his flesh, my God, to make an atonement for our sins. God is the governing factor of our lives. Acts 17:28 says, for in him we live and move and have our being. Hallelujah. I began to think about what is on my heart to talk about when God shows up. It's time out to listening to serpents and not discerning what God's word is saying. It's time out to not hear his voice and follow him. It's time out to, my God, not be aware of, my God, satanic and demonic suggestions. Some have snakes talking in their ears, gossiping, whispering, lying, mocking, deceiving, giving satanic ideas and suggestions, calling it counseling, but giving bad advice, bad opinions, my God. And because a person may know who this person is as a, they're calling a friend, they're not discerning the spirit behind it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We've got to know when to be silent. God began to deal with me concerning, thank you, Jesus, the fivefold in the shutdown. And it was a burden on my heart. And I said, Lord, you know, what will you have me say to the fivefold? Truly, we know that there are true as well as there are false. The true God laid on my heart in you receiving the rest of God, the recuperation of God, because, you know, specifically talking to prophets, God knows what we go through in dealing with rejection and not being widely accepted for the things that are coming out of our mouths that God has put in our mouths to say. We cannot be concerned about what our emotions tell us or what our feelings tell us, but to speak what thus says the word of God and what thus says the spirit of God. To the pastors that, my God, have poured out and have, my God, shepherded the flock, God sees and knows your heart, and he knows, my God, in this shutdown that for you to receive recuperation and strengthening, for you to allow the Spirit of God to pour into you, my God, to prepare you, my God, for what's to come. I can't speak too much about apostles, but I know that God has a place in the 504 apostles. I know they built churches, but I pray that God will encourage the apostles in that effort and in that outreach. Also for evangelists, yes, the outreach of souls, that God will continue to bless the evangelists. And even as body of Christ, we are to do the work of an evangelist. We are to, my God, seize this moment. You know, it's so funny. We can't go to the football games and witness the people out there, but we can go to Walmart. We can go get some food, my God, and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Teachers, you know, God will help us to, my God, be able to clarify and speak for understanding of the word of God. As ministers of reconciliation, as servants unto Christ. Hallelujah. And I began to think about, it was kind of funny, I heard Pastor E say it the other day, the different ways God will use you in the fivefold. And the main idea of it is the need that God sees why he has to manifest or why he has to send, my God, a prophet, and why he has established a pastor and sends an apostle and sends an evangelist, and my God has settled and establishes a teacher and sends forth ministers and servants into the harvest, because God knows what's to come. Look out there. See what's going out in the world, rebellion, being footloose and fancy free. God's going to bring them souls. What are we going to do when they begin to turn to come to him? As saints of God, we have to, my God, know what's been going on in the houses of worship. In the shutdown, God has been revealing what's been going on in the houses of worship. Who's in the tabernacle? What's been going on behind the scenes? What's been displayed before the people in the congregation? And why? God has to reveal it so that, my God, we can repent and allow the Spirit of God to convert us and rearrange us and deliver us. Hurts and things that have attacked and come across, my God, because of lack of, my God, saying yes to God, lack of repentance, lack of, my God, reading our word and allowing the word itself to rebuke and correct us. But because God knows, my God, folks are not reading their word, God does also send and have the fivefold in operation so that it can, my God, help, my God, mold and make the church how he is saying he wants us to be built up together in love. Hallelujah. Are you praying me on tonight? God's ears are open, and God is watching and looking right at each one of us. He is discerning exactly what he is looking at. Think about it like this. You just say, God, I want to buy some land, but I need to know where this land is and what, you know, how, what kind of distance people have to drive to get there. God, this is what building I want on the land. Well, we're asking God for all this stuff, and God is looking at our heart. He knows if it's attached to ego, prestige, to be seen, to be displayed, and he knows if it's about for the salvation of souls, because you need to increase, you need to land so that God's house can be full. Are you serving me tonight? Let's not think for a moment that God is a God that can be fooled by titles, by positions in leadership, even in complications that have gone on within families and the family dynamic. God knows what's going on in the heart of, my God, our loved ones. God is the only one, my God, who can turn on the lights and show them their error. Hallelujah. Are you praying me on today? Many in the church do not read their Bibles, and because of that, many do not pray, and many are not fasting. And because of that, there have been conflicts and strife and confusion and politicking and jealousy and envy and all these other negative connotations because of a lack, my God, of, my God, reading the word and drawing our hearts close to God. Sheep against sheep. My God. The church has been hurting itself, bruising itself, hating on itself. It has been self-exalted, self-absorbed, self-righteous, instead of correcting itself, rebuking itself, cleansing and washing itself with the water of God's word. As a total, God sees his church and the complications that are, my God, in our hearts. So he has to come in, my God, to do surgery. Are you praying on today? God's spirit moves how God wants it to move and operates on whomever God wants to operate on and whenever God wants to operate. Are you praying on tonight? Hallelujah. We've got to know when to be silent. We've got to know. As prophets, we have to know when to be silent. Many people have come and said, prophesy to me, give me a word. I need a word. I need a word right now. And God is not giving a word. The best thing you can do is give him your silence. Are you praying with me on tonight? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God will keep you. I've heard people say God will keep you if you want to be kept. Yes, he will. But God will also correct, rebuke, and spank you if you get out of line. Are you praying with me on tonight? Hallelujah. God has chosen this year, 2020, to be a year to reveal and expose what he's been seeing in the darkness. Darkness of us not seeing with our natural eyes, but what he sees. The day and the night are alike to God. Hallelujah. And it is spiritual warfare that has been going on. Yeah, we can say it's devil mess. It is devil mess going on. But God, what you see in us, there's just a mess going on. And God had to push a pause and say, seek my faith right here. Seek me in this. Let me deliver you. And you know what is the amazing thing? God could have delivered a lot of us in a lot of these areas that he's dealing with us now in the church in front of all the congregation to see. And some things he did. But by his grace and mercy, he said, I can deliver you right now. Not because it's a secret, but in the privacy of your home, if you pour your heart out to me. Are you praying to me like today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Think about, saints, how serious the rapture is going to be. God said that in the word, one is going to be taken and one is going to be left. Many are going to say, God, I prophesied in your name, and I did this, and I did that, and I gave this, and I did all that. And Jesus will say, depart from me, I never knew you. Why would he say, I never knew you? It's not so much of us being caught up in the titles, kissing up to the pastor to get position, and all these other shenanigans that were going on in the churches. We have to realize that the salvation of souls is so serious to God that he's not cutting no corners with those that say, oh, I'm a prophet, I'm this, I'm that. We have to not only do the work of an evangelist, but we have to know when to speak and when to be silent. And hear what thus said the Spirit of God. Are you praying on tonight? God is separating, and he's going to separate the sheep from the goat, the wheat from the tares. God is counting on us to make it. He knows what's inside of us and where the issues are. God is going to get what God wants. See, we have to remember that all the gifts God has given us, all the talents, all the abilities, all the blessings, it's of his heart. It's of his goodness to bless us. Hallelujah. But when someone has to say God is going to give what he wants, God does not want to release revival until he knows what he wants. He wants our hearts to be pure and in the right state that is revival ready. Are you praying with me on tonight? We have to be revival ready. We have to be harvest ready. We have to be rapture ready. Are you praying with me on tonight? Many have received blessings from God and have turned their backs on him. Many have said, God, you know, they made vows to God. But God has heard it, and he's looked at their hearts. The Bible tells us that the last will be first and the first last. It's also been on my heart to also remind you that even though you may be those of the company that are last, learn the lesson now while you were not first. Because God's sovereignty has chosen you to be last. So now that you went through what you went through, not being first and seeing the shenanigans that were going on first, oh, my God, from glory, God wants us to learn, my God, not in a sense of saying, oh, you know, they were so wrong and look at them and, oh, well, watch when I come out, but to allow the Spirit of God to go before us that when he leads us, the Bible says he will go before his sheep. He will lead us to show us, no, this is what I already seen. This is what I already went through. Now I want you to see how I want you to walk in this blessing, how I want you to walk in this favor, how I want you to walk in this victory, how I want you to walk in this new level of anointing, how I want you to walk and how I want you to behave yourself, my God, in the house of God. Are you praying me on tonight? So I thank God for this message because when God shows up, oh, my God, from glory, when God shows up, the blessing of when God shows up is God, my God, showing up with joy on his face. God showing up with expectation and delight, knowing that he, my God, is on his heart to say, now it's time for me to bless you. I've been waiting to bless you. Now you're ready to be blessed. When God shows up, did he show up, my God, for Abraham? He showed up. It seemed like it was late, and it was late, but I mean, what I'm saying seemed like he probably could have had a child earlier had he went to God about saying, God, I need a child. I don't have a child. But he went all through his life, all that length of time, and said, I don't have a child of my own lineage to have this inheritance, only my servant. And he was 99 or 100, however old he was. But I began to think about that today. I said, well, Lord, he might have had a child earlier. But nevertheless, God still showed up and manifested his blessings. In conclusion, when I began to talk about Moses showing up, my God, he went back to his homeland, but God sent him right back to Pharaoh's house to tell him to let his people go. God showed up, and he showed up in a miraculous way. He threw his weight around. It's like, now I'm going to fight for you. I'm going to fight for your liberty. I'm going to fight for your victory. I'm going to fight for your, my God, your celebration of Jubilee. God wants to fight for us, saints. Hallelujah. He wants to be cut loose, and he wants to do what he wants to do in our lives. What we have to do is say not only yes, God, but allow God to have his way. Not say dry promises, yes, God, I will. And the minute God wants to send rebuke and correction, we don't have nothing more to say. Our prayer time shuts down. We don't fast. We don't read God's word. We cop an attitude, and it's against God. So we have to know that God is looking and watching and listening. And he's asking, okay, you want me to trust you, but can I trust you with the things that belong to me? Can I trust you? Hallelujah. When God shows up. The lines are open. If you want to call in, the number is 1-319-527-6173 or 1-319-527-2216. You're welcome to call in. Encourage me or anyone else on the line. The lines are open.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Welcome back, my beautiful sister. So good to hear you back on the broadcast. And I enjoyed
Thank
your
you.
Words you shared tonight. Yes, glory to God. We love you. When God mm-hmm. shows up. You know, I was listening mm-hmm. to you. When he shows up, if we're not ready, it'll be too late. We got to just learn to trust in him and have patience in him.
That's
and
right.
listening to him. Because we all are accountable for to mm-hmm. know him. Like you said, if he shows up, he'll say, I don't know you. But we have to get into his word and get more into him. You know, I heard a mm-hmm. teacher today, Minister Charlene with Evangelist, had talked, can dry bones live? Mm. And he tells us to die of our flesh.
Yeah.
Can dry bones live? So that's what it's saying, dying of our flesh, and can dry bones live? We have to live in that spirit. But I tell you, you shared a good word tonight when God shows up. You know, we miss you.
Mm-hmm.
We miss you and love you. Yeah, and I
Thank
love when you come
you.
And bring this word on this fourth Thursday. You know, even just listening
first.
To the different first Thursday.
First
when
Thursday.
I listen
first
to the different first Thursday, amen, listening to the different ministers every night, it just gives you a different revelation of what I'm studying in his word. So I say glory to God. We thank you. We love you, and we appreciate what you are doing for his kingdom. Amen. God bless
amen.
You, my sister,
you.
And we look forward
thank
to
you.
Next month, first Thursday. God bless you.
Amen.
And you
amen.
Too, Pastor
amen.
E. And the listeners.
And you too, Minister
amen.
Terry.
amen.
Amen. Anybody else want to get in the conversation, come on and dial 1 and join
yeah, thank
Minister
you.
Charlene. Women speak now and be heard. Evangelist Virginia
You're
Valentine,
welcome.
Welcome to the broadcast.
Praise the Lord.
She probably muted herself. She probably muted herself instead. Come on, anybody else? We got a few more minutes. Dial 1, get into the conversation tonight. What an awesome word, and what a return and a comeback. Bless you, woman of God.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Well, we definitely got callers on the line. We know if you're online and you're listening and you want to get involved in the conversation, you have to call the number 319-527-6173, dial 1, and we'll recognize you in the queue. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, other than that, hold on, let me see. I'm trying to see if she hung up. Let me see if she got back. No, she didn't. So anyway, oh, wait, there she is. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, welcome to the broadcast. How are you, woman of God?
Yes. Oh, blessed and highly favored.
Hallelujah.
Blessed on purpose.
Amen.
Well, Miss Prophetess Charlene, how are you tonight?
Amen. I'm blessed and highly favored, Evangelist Virginia.
Well, it's good to have you back, my sister.
Thank you. God bless you.
Good to have you back. And thank God for an awesome word tonight. When God shows up, shows up, and praise the Lord. Let me tell you this. Let me say this. I'm glad that he shows up. Amen. Because when he shows up, when he shows up, I'm blessed. When he shows up, I'm healed. God showed up last year when I was in the hospital for 8 days. On NPO, nothing in my mouth, nothing but water. Hungry. Everybody coming around me eating, and I couldn't eat. But God showed up. And when he showed up, I showed out because I walked out healed. Amen.
Amen. I know that's right. Thank God.
He always shows up. When he shows up for me, I know everything is all right. I know when he shows up. And I'm glad. What a word you brought tonight. When God shows up, when God shows out, somebody gets blessed. Somebody gets healed. Somebody get a breakthrough. That's the kind of God I serve. When he shows up, I know it's all right with me. I know it's well with my soul, Prophetess Charlene. God, when he shows up, I loved it. That was awesome when God shows up. He showed
Amen.
Up so many times,
Amen.
But he's still showing up. Amen. And
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
I'm glad you're back. Be blessed.
Thank you.
Bless you, woman of God. Bless you, woman of God.
Amen.
Bless you,
Amen.
Man of God.
Amen. Bless you also. Come on, anybody else? Well, we got a couple more minutes that would like to comment. You may have just, you don't even know how you got on this call, but you have heard an encouraging word tonight, and you've been blessed, and you want to speak to the woman of God. Come on, dial one. We have a few more minutes left. As I said, woman of God, great, great, awesome word. Welcome back, and we are looking forward to every first Monday with Charlene. Minister Charlene here, well, Prophetess Charlene. Get your anointing.
First Thursday.
Come on. Amen. Amen. Go ahead and pray us out.
Amen. Amen. Can I say something real quick before I go?
You can say, hey, you still have 13 minutes left in your time. You can use it accordingly.
Okay. Just want to encourage those. I'm going to say it real quick. So I'm asking for your prayers. Those that will pray for me, because in my calling is prophetess and evangelist, and I've been ordained as a minister, and my pastor was like, well, however the Spirit of God leads you, you flow in what the Holy Ghost is moving on, how the Holy Ghost is moving on you. And it was a prophet that ordained me as a prophetess. So I've been dealing with, you know, confessing that and saying that and all that, because I know, you know, I had to rebuke myself to the point of saying, you know, it's not about the title. It's not about me going around saying this and this about myself. You know what I'm saying? So I still have to embrace what God's will is for my life. So I want to encourage those
right.
that God has put a call on your life. God knows the ego, because he doesn't want our ego to be in control. He wants his Holy Spirit in control. So I have to accept the fact that, you know, it's not a lie. I'm not making it up. I know that it's the Holy Ghost and it's the Spirit of God. So to embrace it the way God wants me to embrace it is my prayer. So if you all can be praying for me for
Amen.
That, that's what I'm asking.
Amen.
Yeah.
Man.
Amen.
Well, bless you and walk in your calling. And as I said, one thing that you said was important is it's not so much the title or what people want to call you, but what you operate in and the work that you're doing. That's fivefold. So be encouraged and don't wait for a piece of paper or a ceremony. Just move in the call of God in your life and operate in the calling and watch everything will be just fine.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on, bless us out of here.
Okay, so Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, thank you, oh God, for manifesting your will, oh God, in our lives, oh God, that you are the God who shows up when you want to show up, how you want to show up, God, and you are an awesome God. Lord, you show up with love, you show up with victory, you show up with strength, you show up with power, God, you show up with intent, God, that we will experience you being our God that gives us jubilee and gives us joy and victory. So, Lord, I ask you to comfort every heart tonight, Lord God, with all that's been going on. Lift up the burdens. Comfort the hearts. Send healing. Send ministry of reconciliation. God, do like only you can do in these hearts, God, to make us whole, oh God, so that we can be ready for the rapture, ready for the, my God, harvest, ready for the revival, oh God, at its appointed time when you show up. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Yes, Lord. Come on, y'all, bless him tonight. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. We thank God for you. Join us tomorrow night for Will You Be Made Whole with Prophetess Laurie. She is excited to kick off. We have a change in time for that broadcast. It will be at 5 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Mountain, 7 Central, and 8 o'clock on the East Coast, giving her a little bit earlier time for her, you know, so she can get her rest at night. But to be full of energy as she comes forward and delivers the word. Just know that you are God's greatest miracle, and he's expecting you to live up to the expectations. But you got to know that he'll do it. Hey,
K-Classic.
Song. Tune in right now.
Oh.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought I would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright.
Right, so ain't no need.